Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a Record Room podcast. I've got some lovely guests with me today. I am Craig Shan. I'm a youth worker at Free to Talk, and we're back with the music, but we're now talking about a really bubbling scene that's going on, the underground scene. I don't know if you're a fan of maybe Ken Carson, Playboi Carti, all that kind of underground stuff, but I've got a few guests who are going to introduce themselves. I'm going to start on my right.
With Auntie.
Yeah, and my name is Midvision.
Cool, cool. And how I met you guys, like, Andy came to the studio, and I think you were...
Shooting promo for Just Hammer and X-Walk.
So my first question would be for you, Auntie, is how did you come up with Antivision?
So it's actually a combination of, like, both of our creative... minds, I guess. Like, obviously it's called Antivision. I'm Anti and he's Midvision, so we kind of was sick. Just like we met in the middle with our I guess creativity, and it just so happened to click into place and just align really well. And we've been kind of just doing it since we met, which has only been about a year.
Nearly two.
Well, we met nearly 2 years ago, but we've conceptualize Antivision for about a year under. We launched it in, when did we launch it? June. Mm-hmm. We launched it in June, and from there it's kind of just snowballed, because I think it's what the town was missing.
Yeah.
But yeah, does that answer your question?
No, that's a good one. So, like, how did you two meet? Like, where was that environment where you met? Like,
we met at a house party, actually.
Oh, sick.
yeah, because I was living in Brighton for a little while, going to uni there and just, you know, exploring the music scene in Brighton for a bit. And
I had just played a few shows in London, which had connected me with a few artists in Brighton.
Yeah,
so
it kind of just crossed paths that way.
Yeah.
And then I think, like, not long after meeting, we realized that we both kind of had a very similar history in terms of, like, I'd, like, previously put on a bunch of shows around London.
Yeah.
And obviously, Anti had put on, you know, the shows in Northampton. So then that's why we kind of blended the two and just did Antivision. And it's kind of like, I guess it's the merger of both of our, like, creative essence, but also just, like, even just in terms of our skills of being able to put on, like, a good night for people where they can, you know, come in and enjoy themselves with the kind of music that they like, the kind of music that's, like, current, you know what I mean? And, like, up and coming, rather than, like, you know what I mean? That real, like, underground, like, raw, like, grit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So yeah. I would start with you. Who were your musical mentors, or growing up, who inspired you to make music, or even, like, the event stuff? Because a lot of it is driven by the music. Who inspired you growing up to?
Well, like, in terms of, like, the actual events, I kind of just got to a point where I was, I guess, unhappy with the fact that I wasn't doing enough. Mm-hmm. And I remember one night, I used to run events with my friend Deadstar, and one night we were talking and I was just like, you know, we were kind of just got into a conversation about it, and we were just like, well, we have to do something. And we just came to the idea of, like, okay, well, let's just start putting on shows. Like, he had a little bit of experience, he'd done a couple. I said how willing I was to, like, learn and work, and, you know, we kind of just joined forces and did that for maybe like a year or so. So in terms of the shows, that's what's inspired me there. Musicians that inspired me, there's too many to name. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Could go on about that for hours, but there's definitely been people who have helped me a lot in the process, because I'm not that technically. I don't have all of the technical skills, but I have the mind for it, if that makes sense. But, you know, people like Deadstar and Lyric is another one who's really helped me. I think them two definitely helped me break out into the scene.
Yeah. Do you produce? Do you rap? Do you?
Yeah, I do. I do mostly, like, rapping and, like, I guess, like, post-punk rock kind of songs, like, more like aggressive melodic and shouting, like, screaming kind of vocals, like, a mix of that, I guess. And then more recently I've started getting into, like, the kind of, like, trap world and, like, Detroit or Philly kind of beats, and you know, kind of merging into that kind of world now. Yeah,
sick. That's a very eclectic, very different.
Yeah, it is.
Music styles kind of merging together, like the rock side and then the hip hop side, which is kind of like, it, because I know I look really young, but like I'm like in my 30s, but that was like really prominent, like with people like Limp Bizkit, like mixing those two things together prominently, like especially in the 2000s, like when I was way younger. But what about you?
Well, I think I was going to just touch on that. I think that's what is so exciting about Antivision. It's like we both kind of understand that there are so many different genres and so many different worlds within music, but it's like, we wanted to just combine everything and not close the door for anybody, because it's just more fun. It's what creating's about. It's just, I'll take a bit of that and I'll take a bit of that and I'll merge it and I'll include everyone. It's so fun to do it like that. And I think that's where Antivision is kind of like, we've like, I don't know, just...
We're trying to break down the barriers, that's the thing, and like open up doors for everybody, rather than it being like an exclusive thing where it's only for these kind of people or these kind of people. Thing is, we both like know so many different creatives and we both kind of love all sort of parts of creativity. So the whole point of Antivision is not for it to be one thing, like just events or just this or just that. It's to literally like have a spider web of like all these different things going on at once, and Antivision be at the center of that. It's almost like, I guess, it be like, you know, the home of that, where people can come and just create and do whatever. And do you know what I mean?
I think that's where like it's an extension of ourselves.
Yeah.
So like my inspirations and how I started getting into music and just being creative in general is just... it's just from loving art as a whole. Like, I don't think, like, it's the same sort of answer as Midvision. Like, I'm not really sure what my one specific inspiration was or one person or something. It's just like a combination of life itself. Like, I just love creating and I can find, like, everything is art to me. So that's why I just think Antivision is perfect, because we can just, we can try and portray that to other people and try and give other people that sort of same mindset.
And talking about our mindset, because I'm a youth worker, I also dabble in music here and there, and being a creative like you guys are, how would you say you deal with like mental health? Because that's a big thing, and we have a lot of young people and they use music as an outlet to kind of help. How would you say you guys deal with that and with mental health, and how, what ways does music help you deal with that? Because that's like a big prominent thing right now.
It's almost, for me, it's like a journal, music. I guess it would also be it, like that's an outlet, right? But I feel like I can channel anything that I'm feeling into my music and feel like I've spoken it through with somebody and even maybe got some advice back. And it feels like a whole, it's very therapeutic, I would say. So I really, I do understand how like a lot of young people use music to deal with their issues, because it can be very, like, I think with music, it can, you don't have to be regimented. You don't have to, there's no rules to it, you know? So you can put on a song or you can hear a piano, you can hear anything and it will just sort of pour out of you. And I think that's what's really special. You don't have to think about, you don't have to think, how am I feeling? It will come out. And I think that's really important, to not have any sort of regimented process for like feeling a certain way or anything like that.
I'll just extend on that and say it's sort of about, I don't know, it's just a way sometimes for me to like, I guess sometimes even see my life from like an outside perspective, and like, I don't know, I guess it's with the whole creative stuff, it's like a never ending mission to create. Like, it never stops, that desire to create.
Yeah.
It just like keeps on going, that same energy. So then that kind of like, it gives you something to just focus on and, you know, to like dedicate yourself towards, because it's never going to be over. Like I've always said, this is like, I will still be doing this stuff when I'm, you know, 80 years old, because why would I ever stop, even if it's in a different way? And I think that, like, in itself gives me so much, like, to look forward to. When I was younger, there was probably points where I felt quite hopeless, but now, just by investing myself into this, it's like, well, I want to live a long life just because I want to be able to do so much creatively that there's, like, I don't know how I'm going to fit it all in to just, you know, I couldn't fit it into just a few years. Like, yeah. I need to be doing this forever, like, you know what I mean? Until, as long as I possibly can.
Yeah, wow. That's, I really like that, and that positive outlook, because I think you're almost like a conduit for, like, that creativity and releasing that, because I think finding that thing that inspires you to do stuff, and whether that's a creative thing or maybe it's working a different job, I think if you are working in your purpose and you feel like your purpose is creativity, then that's when you can kind of find peace, or even just kind of like deal with a lot of the things. And I think that's why I like having these podcasts, because I know both of you are really passionate about what you do and really care about your craft and want to give your best thing. But this will actually lead on to my next question. So how do you stop, like, perfectionism? Because I think we're all our biggest critics when it comes to our music, our heart. Yeah. How would you handle perfectionism?
I think a way that I've kind of dealt with it is by understanding that, like, as a creative, it's never going to be perfect, because it's like you can always just add to it. It's like if you're painting a picture, right? Like a painting, whatever, you could always just keep on adding and adding and adding. And at a certain point, like, it's sort of down to each person individually when the painting is at its perfect level. But someone else could say, well, no, it'd be better if you added this to it, or it'd be better if you did this. And it's all just a personal thing. So once you feel like, you know, you've reached that point, even if you just feel it for like a moment, I think then it's ready. Like, once you feel that, okay, I'm proud of this now, like, I'm happy with it, then just go with that and do it. Because then you can just move on to the next painting. And then by the next time, you'll improve, and each time it will get better. So it's like just knowing that that's fine. Like, that's sort of what creativity is. It's all down to interpretation, and someone might think it's not perfect, and someone else might think it's the best thing they've ever heard or seen. So you just kind of got to trust your gut, I guess.
I think learning that everybody is different, and there's just no such thing as perfection. I think that's, once you get that into your head, you're like, oh, okay, so it doesn't actually matter. Even if I have a lot of music out and I don't really like much of it right now, because I'm just at different spaces in my life, and I've been in different moods, and obviously you grow as a person each year, every day you grow. So I just think if you're looking for perfection, you're almost limiting yourself, because you then, if you're perfect, you don't need to grow.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't be in that mindset, because every day is a chance to grow and get better.
Yeah. So I guess that's, like you just said, that's the way of looking at it. Like, instead of trying to be perfect, just more focus on just always improving. Like, how can I improve, rather than it's not perfect and that's like upsetting to me. If anything, that's a good thing, because that just means it's not perfect right now, which means I have the opportunity to be even better. Like, in my opinion, the only perfect creator is God. So then it's like, you know, I'm never going to be that, and that's fine. I'm completely okay with that. But, you know, hopefully I can follow in that image and, you know, just keep on improving. I'm blessed with the opportunity to keep on improving. Do you know what I mean? So even if you start and you're awful at it, like, that's, if anything, better, because then when you get really good at it, you're going
to
be more proud and like, look how far I've come, you know? So.
Yeah, 100%. And I think that's something I've been trying to, you know, tell a lot of the young people that come here. It's like, you know, it's just about being consistent and just showing up every time. It's like, even if it's not good, but just staying with it. And it's like, this is what's good enough for now.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and not saying, oh, I need to be the biggest artist now. I have to have everything polished now. Because, like, once it's perfect, then there's nowhere to go from this.
You'll be bored then. Like, once you reach that point where you're like, oh, well, there's nothing else I can do. I completed this. I've done it all. then you're just, at that point, life becomes stale and depressing.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably quite a depressing place to be. 100%. Like, I've done it all. What am I going to do from here? So. I think it's hard for younger people to hear it, though, because, well, from my experience, well, I'm 23, but every year past 20 has just been like, oh my God, I knew nothing. I knew absolutely nothing. Because at the time you think, I think life is such a movie and everything's so in the moment. I think it's when you get a little bit older, you can start reflecting back on, oh, this happened. And then that made me able to do that. And then that made me able to do that. So yeah, it's definitely an important message to give to younger people, is just like, keep going.
Yeah.
Because there's always going to be a time where you look back and you're like, I'm so glad I did that because this happened.
Yeah, because you don't know who's watching and you don't know like what doors it's opening for you. It's kind of like the butterfly effect. It's like, oh, well, I uploaded this song or I did this thing and no one really liked it or whatever. But you don't know if a year down the line someone will, you know, like you'll meet someone through someone else or whatever and then they'll listen to it and they'll be like, oh, I actually really like that. Let's expand on that idea you had now. When initially you uploaded it, no one really liked it, no one responded to it. But the fact is you put out your idea and the idea is all that matters sometimes. It's not even the response. It's just the ideas out there now so other people can see roughly what you're going for and can even just help you build upon that. Do you know what I mean?
I think
it might
not
be perfect.
I think there's even been some, like a couple artists that we've put on a lineup and like they're, discography is like it's not polished, it's not kind of there, but I've heard a few unreleased and I've been like, this is it.
Yeah.
Like this is music, and it doesn't really matter what the discography is like, because it's like you've got the idea and you've got the mind and you've got, you're there and you're making it happen.
So imagine if they'd never released that because they were like, oh, but it's not perfect. It's the same with me. Like there's so many songs that I released at first that are no longer even out there anymore, but that looking back I'm like, oh, that was terrible, but it, this person liked it and then that made me get in contact with this person and then, do you know what I mean? Then I was able to make songs which now I can be proud of. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it's definitely necessary to just do it.
Yeah.
Just throw yourself out there.
And I think it's just part of like that journey of discovering yourself, finding what works, what doesn't work. But like you have to go on that journey because I'm like, I do mentoring. So there's a young person I'm mentoring and they are trying to songwrite and do that. And I'm like, you know what? You're not going to be this certain artist overnight. It's going to take time. It's going to take effort. It's you're going to be garbage at first. That's the honest truth. You're not going to be good at first. But like, but every master starts as a student. So if you always remain a student and have that mentality that like, I'm learning every day. I'm improving every day. As long as I'm picking up my pencil, I'm picking up my guitar, I'm opening FL or Logic or whatever it is, I'm getting my drum kit out.
And that translates into life. Like, never think that you're just the master and you've figured it all out. Like, you should always view yourself as a student of the world and of creativity, because it's everywhere, do you know what I mean? Like, I heard this thing recently that it's like every single person on earth is a creative. They just don't realize it because we're all creating our reality every day by the things we're doing and the way we're thinking, the way we're speaking. So it's like, you know, you can just take that essence and, you know, apply that into whatever you want. And sometimes it's just figuring out exactly how you're going to apply that. And you have to go on all these different, it's not a straight road. You're going down all these winding paths to get there and trying all these different things in the hopes that eventually you find that true essence of what you want to represent as an artist, not even what your favorite artist is, but just what you are, you know what I mean? And you can't like force that or fake that or lie about that because it comes from within.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's very, I think we could talk about this like for literally an hour, but since we're talking about growth, I went to the first, I think it was the first one at the Road Mender. I really enjoyed that. So how has been, how's the reception for that event specifically and the other ones, how has the reception been for that and
it's really,
the process?
It's really just snowballed, like almost like instantly. Obviously, in terms of being perceived, because obviously we've been doing a lot of like work behind the scenes and it's not just like a thing where we've done it and it's just like picked up from there. But in terms of when we launched it to the show that you came to then selling out the second show, to now having a show booked in London, like it just feels a bit surreal because I feel like it people were waiting for it. It seems like people were waiting for something like this to happen in Northampton, and it's excited people. I've even seen it, like, I've seen it kickstart certain things for other people and make them be like, oh, I'm going to do my thing. I'm launching my thing now. And it's like, this is so cool because this is what we wanted. We didn't want it to just be like exclusive,
yeah,
only come to our shows and only do this. Like, it's not just an events company. It's a movement. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's
not all about us.
It's not all about us. It's actually like, we are like the least important in it.
Yeah, you know we want it to be like a vessel, and that's the point of a vessel, right? That it helps everyone. It's for everyone to come to and get something out of it. So if they just come to a show and it inspires them to do something, then like, we've won. Do you know what I mean? Like,
you don't even have to come back to the second show if you don't want to.
Yeah, exactly.
You can just, if it inspired anyone to even just talk a slightly different way, you know, like wake up and be like, oh, today I want to do this because I felt good yesterday, or something like that. Just anything that inspires somebody to do something. Like, I think my ambition has changed, like, as I've got older. Like, before, I just kind of wanted to make music and make noise and be heard and be seen. And now I want to be the reason why other people can do that, because I think it's really important for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
And I don't think there's a lot of opportunity, like, in Northampton in particular.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's quite a lot in London, but you have to be someone already to kind of get that traction in London.
Yeah.
So I think, it's just quite important. And I think it's working. Yeah. And the reception's been great so far. And everyone that we've spoken to is just enjoying like what's coming of it. And even like you mentioned, Kirk like works here. Like, he obviously has been DJing for us, and he's coming along the journey with us, because like, he's coming to the shows, and like, we just want to create opportunities for everybody that is able to put work in and wants to put work in and is talented. It doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what opportunities you have before, it doesn't matter where you come from. Like, I think that's what people see, and it makes people realize, oh, like, I can be something, or I can do something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have something to offer. You know what I mean? Sort of hoping to make people realize that everyone has something to offer, you know?
Yeah, and I think that's the most important thing. And that's why I like to host these podcasts and say that I think it doesn't really need to be about music, but just find that thing that you like and pursue it. Because I see a lot of young people, and when I talk to them, it's like, what do you want to do? What do you want to aspire to? And then when they say nothing to me, it really hurts me, because it's like, you have something to offer. You are a unique individual. There's only something that you can do as a specific person. And the world needs that.
There's something you're gifted at, that you were given as an actual gift, like, that's within you. And that's the thing. Like, you don't get to choose what that is, and whatever it is. Like, I do feel like people should play to their strengths. Like, everyone is good at something. Sometimes I think people don't believe it because maybe they didn't have the best people around them, and they didn't get sort of bigged up enough as like, oh, you're good at this, you should keep doing that thing. Like, sometimes people do the opposite. If they see you're good at something, they want to shut you down or try, you know, you to minimize yourself because it make them feel insecure or whatever. So I think that's another thing. It's like that, you know, we're trying to push something of bigging each other up to, like, you know, we'll all progress together. Do you know what I mean? Because everyone's good at something. You know what I mean? I don't want to hear from anyone that, oh, there's nothing I can do, I'm a waste of space here. Like, you literally have been put here for a purpose, to fulfill a certain destiny. And if you follow your gut feeling that people talk about, like their kind of like intuition, that is that essence. You know what I mean? That is whatever you're supposed to be doing, realistically.
I think it's not taught enough. It's really important to be told it. So like, I really appreciate what you're doing. To try and reach out to younger people and let them know
it's important.
I don't want to make this podcast go too super philosophical, because I'm like that, so I'm trying not to make it
we don't want to get too preachy.
I don't want to make it too philosophical and stuff like that, but like I'm glad that I was able to to get you guys on the podcast. What are your future plans like?
Take over.
Oh, I'd love that.
Take over. If we're not going to get too deep and philosophical, I'm just going to say like, yeah, to expand and to share this feeling with everyone and to share this moment and to share ideas and come together. I think that is our goal. I think, yeah, I can speak for both of us. Uh-huh. If we're not trying to go to
just like just it. To show up, do you know what I mean? Just show up and just like do what we do best and give it our all and mm-hmm. don't stop. Like mm-hmm. I said, just not stop until you're an old and frail. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean?
Anti-vision for 8 years.
Yeah, literally, just don't give up. Yeah, that's the goal, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think maybe one of my last questions, and it kind of goes back to like the perfection, is what are the maybe unexpected, I'd say, maybe problems or stumbling blocks that maybe you guys had that you want to maybe share with young people, young, maybe aspiring musicians that will just kind of help them sidestep that? You know, my dad told me there aren't any cheat codes in life, but like having mentors and people who have gone there before you to give you advice is like pretty much one of the only cheat codes you have.
Yeah.
So is there anything you'd want to say that you think would help a young person in your position?
I would say, actually, to aspire to fail, mm-hmm. because like you're going to fail at things and it can't be avoided. I think once you actually, like, I quite enjoy failing now because I'm just like, means next time I'm not going to do this mistake. So it's like embrace failure, I would say, would be my advice. And the hurdles that we have faced is just how to embrace that, because you are going to fail at things. I saw this thing that I love to quote, and it says, if your success was 50 failures away, how quickly would you want to fail?
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, I say it all the time because it's like you
want to. That was another thing, like, again, just to quote something else that sticks in my mind that's relevant to this is, I heard someone say, it was something along the lines of, I'm paraphrasing, but it was like that, it was either failure or embarrassment is such an underexplored emotion, is something or feeling that people want to kind of like run from. So I would say just dive headfirst into it and just be like, you know what, like, yeah, I can't ever really go wrong as long as I'm always, you know, just focused on improving. Like, it doesn't really matter then. So like, don't take it too personally, don't take it too like seriously, just do it. As long as you're doing it, that's all that matters. Like you said earlier, consistency, just showing up. You know, that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, this podcast can go on for ages, so I'm going to cut it really, really short. But definitely, I'll have you guys on for a second one when maybe your rates will be more expensive than now. So I wanted to catch you before you guys take over.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it was so insightful having you guys along here. I think those are words that I think will resonate with a lot of young people, and they need to hear it. And that message is really crucial. And I totally believe that failing, I think there's such a stigma about failing, especially in this society now. I think fail as often as much as possible, because that's how you get there. And then that's how you build resilience. You build so many things by failing, and just having the right people to like fail with, and like not like fail, but fail forward, like making progress with it. And
like, stop seeing all the hurdles in your way as such a bad thing. Like, it's fine. There is going to be so many doors that get slammed in your face, and there's going to be so many obstacles in the way. And like, that's literally part of it. Like, that's, you have to learn to love that. Otherwise, you'll never love creativity and you'll never love following your passion. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But we appreciate you having us on here as well, because I don't think we can't talk to every single individual person that comes to our events or that wants to be sort of like, we can't, because we're quite philosophical, and Anti-Vision is a philosophy, you know, so we can't always just go so deep into it. So we do appreciate the opportunity to talk a little bit more, like, and it not just be like, music.
Yeah, maybe next time we have a philosophical one, then a music one afterwards. But any final words, like, of encouragement just for the young people, last few words, and then, because we've literally gone for 30 minutes talking now.
Amazing. How do you sum it all up?
words of encouragement, I guess. Just keep being you, just keep doing what you're doing, you know, in terms of, yeah, just keep striving for what you actually truly want to achieve, not what someone else wants for you, but what you want to do. And, you know, just, yeah, keep going. Don't give up.
If you don't know what you want to do, trial and error everything until you find out, because you will find out.
You'll find out what you like, yeah. And just as another final word, again, I just wanted to say thank you to you, and I really respect what you're doing here.
Yeah.
It's been cool, man. It's been nice to chat.
Oh, yeah. Is there anything you would want to advertise, like anything coming up, any cool things that you're doing, your own music, other events, anything you want to shout out?
So we have our event in London that we think is going to be really great, like a great opportunity for us as well to sort of make a name for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But I would just say specifically, if we have a Northampton audience listening to this, just to come to the shows and come to, because it's not just shows we're going to be doing, it's going to be all types of events.
Yeah.
We're planning a lot right now. So whenever you hear or see Anti-Vision, like, don't be shy, come. Just turn up, or if you need to speak to us because you have a certain thing, like maybe you don't have anyone to go with, or that you have a worry about it, just talk to us. Like, we are people, and when we can, we will help, you know.
Mm-hmm. We've even got some exciting stuff coming up, like, can't even say too much about it right now.
Yeah, but
we're filming some crazy stuff. We're gonna have like essentially what will be like a series that will be coming out, you know, where we're filming with different people.
And sick.
Yeah, it's going to be, as I said, an exploration into just all different types of creativity. So, yeah, something to
keep an eye out
for, and, you know, for everyone to look forward to. Yeah.
Wow, yeah. And on that note, thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll definitely have them back, because this was really engaging. Like, the time just... I had to stop myself and be like, no, this is going to go into another conversation, and maybe exactly, we should just have a different podcast for
get
things.
Too sidetracked.
Thank you, everyone. It's Craig signing out, and do you want to say
thank you, thanks for listening.
Thank you, guys. See you later.
All right, thank you, everyone. Cool. Bye.